dumb fucking song. I just want to hear him do the thing. Is that too much to ask? Is there a YouTube video that is this song but just the part you want? 10 hours? Oh no, instead we get this part. Great. Okay, all right. Thank you.
Go to SwayzeUniverse.com. All the interviews we did this week are posted there. But if you want to hear them back right now, go to SiriusXM.com/on-demand. And all of this great stuff you heard today, too. Listen to it on SiriusXM today, but you can watch it on SwayzeUniverse in the next day. All right? And until Monday, we want to wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, man.
Chasing shit. Never chasing. Mask off.
Seem that old. suppose I did buy it on CD, so that checks out. Station deliver me a little double J, and I don't mean Jeff Jarrett. Another station missing from satellite radio, a station where I might hear some like some hits by Jeff Jarrett.
They can hear the riders coming.
Listen, Tommy Duncan sing. Makes me proud to be from Texas, where Bob Wills is still a king.
That shit was edgy right there. You like the way that sounds? Hell fucking yeah! Station is just in protest. No, nope. rap over this. You throw some fucking louder drums over it. Maybe slow it down a little bit. Slow it down, kind of make a kind of banging vaporwave cut out of this if you really wanted to go there. You could probably do that. Sample like two notes out of this and make a House of Pain track out of it. Like second album era House of Pain. But like every song just kind of sounded like that. Play Same As It Ever Was by House of Pain.
Shit, I'm all heavy. Just bring it in one time for me. Real heavy.
It's two notes, that's all you need. This album sounds kind of like that, I think. Three here.
just keep rising up. Open up your eyes. Can't you see me? What the fuck is this madness? Pick up my bones, erase my name from off the tombstone. Alive and kicking, breathing the air. Call out my name, punk, and I'll be there. No question, my suggestions are the action. Caught smack dab in the middle of the blasting. Messing with me, you're messing with the best. Blow, you're taking two shots to your chest. Cause I'm back from the dead. Everlast coming back from the dead. Back from the dead. You know I'm back from the dead. And I'll put the freaking hole in your head.
Complicated bass line on this one. I mean, come on.
I'ma swing it, watch me bring it to the next level. To grab the devil's getting funky like the devil. Brothers from the bayou, so why you on the trip? Just play the sidelines, kid, and wait for me to slip. Cause I can feel it in the air tonight. But yo, I'm not Phil Collins, I'm more like Henry Rollins. Cause I search and every toy with the plot, trying to get what I got, you might get shot. Hot damn, I'ma slam you like gunnicks. They teach you how to ride around like hooked on phonics. Mother Goose ain't got shit on me, cause I get loose at the jam and wreck the whole party. I make them jump and wash, oh my gosh. They're slamming in the pit when I'm kicking my shit. They're barking in the aisles cause I got mad styles. It ain't a damn thing funny, I get money in piles. Some people thought I'd die, that's just a rumor though. Others thought I'd fell off, but now I'm numero uno. Those not quattro, word to cool keep, I'ma break up your teeth. When I die, bury me. Hang my balls from the cherry tree. Let them get right, then take a bite. And if they don't taste right, then don't blame me.
You need to quit swinging, the style that I'm bringing. The floating uncle dragon, the kids on the wagon. I'm not the 12-stepper, don't play me like a leper. My mic sounds nice, but it's not salt or pepper. It's the...
This mic sounds nice, but it's not salt or pepper. Had a very specific sound in mind when writing songs for this record, I guess.
Demented. I came and represented. I rose from the grave. I had a close shave. The cops tried to lock me down, cause the clock they found was stolen. That's how I'm rolling. Calvin Klein's no friend of mine, so I don't like Mark or the Monarch. Don't start me up like a Rolling Stone. I'll leave you soaking like Macaulay Culkin on Malone. So get a grip like Steven Tyler. I used to trip with the Divine Styler. Back in the days, there were Irish ways and Irish laws. Stand up for the cause. When it's time to rock a funky joy, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joy, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joy, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man. When it's time to rock a funky joy, I'm on point. When it's time to rock a funky jam, I'm the man.
Your best quick run, get the best. I'm down with the hill, cause I still got the skill. To turn the body out, it's all about the skyscraper. Your girl caught the paper, so I'm my videotape her. I make a lot of paper, so I don't have to scrape the bottom of the barrel. I rock fire barrel. Yo, I can pull your car, starting up the Harley Davidson. Son, I got the gun, so the driver, you can see.
What is the mad bomb rushing? Funky repercussion. From LA to Flushing, I get you girly blushing. Got you like the butcher, but it ain't Joe the... Give me some elbow room.
walk the moon and pass it. I'll drop you like acid. You might get blasted if you step to the groove with the Irish pride. You wish you'd die, cause I don't let shit slide. Sinn Fein is the house of pain on table bumps. Boom till I pop, my shit's pop, you better run. Get a gun, get a bomb. It's on like Vietnam. They're running, get your mom and ask for why that is fucking. Chugging black and tan, smacking fat. Breaking up the set, I'm making bitches wet. Getting all the dough, I'm leaving with your hoe. And if the hoes you like, yo, you might lose your life. Cause I'm running up on you, I ain't gonna warn you when I'm running up on you, I ain't gonna warn you. I'm running up on you, I ain't gonna warn you when I'm running up on you, I ain't gonna warn you. I'll rip out your veins with hooks and chains just like Pinhead. Used to rock a skinhead, now I got a fade cause I'm paid in the ball that's played. Everybody's done it, so F can never run it. I started that shit 2 years ago. Your girl started looking good 5 years ago. So I might step to her, but I just wanna screw her. I don't wanna take her, I just wanna make her. Scream out my name cause the pain's in the house. Busting up on the gut and leave a stain in the blouse. Then pull up my doors and she's all yours again. And if you gotta be punk, better bring a friend. Cause I'm running up on you, I ain't gonna warn you. I'm running up on you, I ain't gonna warn you. I'm running up on you.
Chop this up, put it on a Handsome Boy Modeling School album.
This boy don't need a doctor, just a good honest job. Society's played him a terrible trick, and sociologically he's sick.
I am sick, we are sick, we are sick, we are sick, sick, sick. Like we're sociologically sick.
In my opinion, this child does not need to have his head shrunk at all.
Juvenile delinquency is purely a social disease.
Hey, I got a social disease.
So take him to a social worker.
Social worker.
Dear kindly social worker, they say go earn some dough, like be a soda jerker, which means like be a schmo. It's not I'm anti-social, I'm only anti-work. Sorry, Oski, that's why I'm a jerk.
Hey, Officer Crookie, you've done it again. This boy don't need a job, he needs a year in the pen. I think it's just a question of misunderstood. Deep down inside him, he's no good, I'm no good.
We're no good, we're no good.
The trouble is he's lazy. The trouble is he drinks.
The trouble is he's crazy.
The trouble is he stinks.
The trouble is he's growing.
The trouble is he's grown.
Crookie, we got troubles of our own. The officer Crookie, we're down on our knees. Cause no one wants a fellow with a social dance. Officer Crookie, what are we to do?
Probably the best version of this song, you know? It's how it was always meant to be sung, how it was always meant to be heard.
Kissbot Kiss. Want to keep up with us wherever we are? Follow us at Kissbot
on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. To make sure
they put ankle bracelets on us so you can always keep up with us. We can't get away.
Beautiful she goes, unnoticed she knows, no limits she craves.
I tried 3 times, and that's why I only have 9 fingers.
An image she prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining. Keep it in the eyes, can find it. Maybe we are made her blind, so she tried.
Fast tunnel. Take a sip of this drink. That's all I got time for. Sketch comedy show.
Yeah.
Like some fake song they would have written for a fake infomercial.
Everybody get up out your chair and move your body. Everybody get up out your chair.
Rapping about knives and guns on the kids' station. I like it.
Where he'd often been before, Miss Mousy came a tripping down. Green glass slippers and a golden gown. He took Miss Mouse upon his knee and said, Miss Mouse, will you marry me?
But the real poison is right here on Radio Disney.
It just goes too fast.
Well, shitty kids, here you go. Have them listen to this.
Fast. That's what your parents said when we were falling in love. It's too fast. There ain't no way the two of us were ever gonna last.
Of course not.
Yes or
but
no.
It's a spectacle and it'll make a lot of money.
Yes or no, Conor McGregor would lose to a good amateur fighter, a good amateur boxer.
Yeah, well, how do you define good? Conor McGregor's a very talented fighter. And there are amateurs he could beat, and there are probably also amateurs that he would lose to.
Max Kellerman with us on ESPN Radio.
Max, I do wonder, if this wasn't part of your job, okay, if you just love sports, would it be a fight that you would buy, that you would tune into?
Yes, of course. It's a spectacle, guys. You right. can't, like, Thank I you. Want to know who wins, a great white or a killer whale, you know? And by the way, because I watch those nature channels, I know. I do know. I've seen it.
Yeah, but this
well,
is
what's the
a
answer, smart guy?
A killer whale.
Well, they have cybersecurity installed.
Oh,
on
no,
your
cybersecurity.
But you probably don't have cyber insurance. Coverage against loss and damage if your
insurance.
Data is compromised.
What?
Cyber Policy covers that gap. Cyberpolicy.com shops the leading cyber insurers to find you the right
what?
Policy at the right price
what?
To avoid a catastrophe.
What?
Coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised.
What?
Get a custom quote today in just 4 minutes. And for a limited time, use the promo code PROTECT to get Norton Small Business Protection for up to 5 devices free when you sign up for cyber insurance.
What?
Prevent. Insure. Visit cyberpolicy.com.
What?
That's cyberpolicy.com.
Dickie's Barbecue is the best authentic barbecue in the country.
What?
With nearly 600 locations.
Oh.
So I bet you got one near you. Come try some delicious slow smoke, fall off the bone ribs, brisket, pulled pork straight off the on-site pit smoker every single day at Dickie's. Dickie's Barbecue has a deal of the day every day. Hand rub, chop to order, Texas style barbecue with 2 sides and a big yellow cup for about $10. Isn't that right, Mr. Dickie?
Right you are, Chris, at Dickie's Week 1.
Sports Center
Sorry,
is brought to you by Injustice 2. Available Tuesday.
Ah. That's a really crazy fucking ad.
All right, guys, this is it. We're talking about what will happen.
Like, that brought to you by Injustice 2, available Tuesday. What the fuck is it? Like, on that radio ad, where they're just like, hey, Injustice 2 is out Tuesday. Like, is what is that? Is that a movie? It's a fucking album? It's probably a movie. Wait, movies don't come out Tuesday. Wait, hang on. What is this? Unless this is just a, like, rebroadcast of SportsCenter from TV, where they could show a box shot and, like, hey, it's for PlayStation. And that Xbox. I mean, like, I you know, I think that's fucking kind of rad in a weird way of like, oh, if it is just a radio thing where they're just like, oh, no, games are big enough. We're just going to say Injustice 2 is out Tuesday, and the right people will know what that means. And there are enough of them.
But I'm saying the sport writers that voted for Hardy, they should take his votes back how he played last night.
Yeah, but it's, again... It's a regular season award. Now, it's going to look terrible if they have that award show, which is the Monday after the draft, and somehow James Harden...
...treat it again. You know what I mean? And so, you know, he'd probably say, if that's my worst crime, then I can't be...
The National Football League. NFL Fantasy provides all the tools you need to build a winning team. Live draft and manage your team from anywhere on your phone. Get expert advice and player projections right in the game. What are you waiting for? Sign up free today at NFL.com/preactivate.
Have something to say? Call us at 888-5-
Exclusivity through various ways.
Figure out what's going to happen in the series, because I'm thinking I haven't been able to figure out what's going to happen in the series yet, so I don't know if we should be throwing around any sort of expert advice. But you know, I guess the one thing that does jump out to me is that the home teams have dominated this series, not only in
I gotta play
the
some
season
that.
Here, but in the regular season.
Getting tired of the same back and forth. He's going to play. He's not going to play. You know, I hope they take the approach where let's get him 100% healthy before he.
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Awesome, Aaron. Hit.
I'm good, guys. How are y'all doing? Sorry,
yeah.
I'm a tick late today. I've got I was actually on the other line.
No worries. We appreciate the time. As always, I got to ask this because I was watching some of this, and I still don't know if I know the rule. When you got... I think that when things are just...
I think he's done a terrific job. There's
oh, you know, he's a good hockey man,
and
a good man too. You know,
the coaching staff. I always believe that nothing is built in the way anyone wants without a great foundation, and I think those two really give the Flames just that. I think they took some real major steps, as we chatted on several occasions. But there's no question, guys, where they are going to go with their goaltending situation, I'm not sure. Brad said in his exit meeting with the media that certainly that is priority number one.
To the top of the hill, now back into the green.
This is going to work down toward the cup. That ball was over the green at one juncture, finally stops some 22 feet away. Sergio Garcia looking for a bounce back birdie out here at the par 3 eighth. Pretty nice to see a par 3 to 234 yards.
It pretty
has
nice.
A little bit of a backstop, a friendly bounce.
A little friendly bounce,
Fred, you talked about how difficult this hole is, and I agree. At times, it has played the hardest hole in the golf course. Yesterday in round one, it played the third hardest, and so far today, it is the fourth hardest hole in the golf course, playing over a quarter of a stroke over par. Every time I played that hole, I would be happy to take a three and run to the 19. It is the hardest par 3 by far, in my opinion, on this golf course.
Chance to bounce back now for Rory McIlroy. Kevin Sylvester.
I've heard
Rory
of that
McIlroy
guy.
Has 27 feet from just off the front of the green.
Golf radio.
Putter on this uphill putt.
Extra exciting.
Should move to his right.
Golf on TV is too exciting.
One over par with three.
I can only do it on radio. Yeah.
This one, the seventh putt on the left side, turning right, and that ball will come up just short for McIlroy. And just a bit more on it. A tap-in par for Rory. Have two holes to play here in the second round. He remains one over at the Players' Championship.
We're here taking pictures of our founders of our new startup in this alley because we're tough. That's exactly, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what's going on right there. So a woman taking a picture of three people there, standing there. All right, I gotta go. Have a good Friday. I'll see you later.